Mary Lou, I just wanted to tell you I'm here. This is Linda from Washington.
Well, hi, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad. I am so glad. Just passed your testimony on again a couple days ago. So you're doing wonderful. I'm so happy.
I'm doing well, and I'm so glad I started eating this way.
Really?
It's been a blessing.
Would you tell us about that? Linda, there's a lot of people on the call. I know you'll probably stop speaking up when I'm here. Would you tell people your testimony?
Yeah, I actually haven't done this for a while, but I was diagnosed, well, first of all, to begin with, see, my problem is I never know where to start. But I was introduced to the product back in March, almost a year. It'll be 2 years. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay, I have my phone on speakerphone, so I might sound funny. But anyway, I began to use the product the same. I got my wellness home the same exact day I started going to the doctor. I had some symptoms. I wasn't sure. I'm into fixing myself. It took them 3 months and countless doctors. They kept sending me to different doctors to figure out what was wrong with me. They finally diagnosed me with stage 4 breast cancer that had metastasized into my bone marrow. And, of course, by the time they finally diagnosed me, I was already feeling better. You know, so it didn't make sense to me why I was in no pain. I didn't feel bad. I was using all this wonderful NuCan technology. And I did check with my doctors, and they all said there is nothing that I was doing that could hurt me. So to continue doing it, I also did what the doctors told me to do. I had over the course... I was diagnosed in July of 2006. By March, I was told that I was in remission. And I had a spot on my lung that had disappeared. I had 3 tumors, 2 of which totally disappeared. I had 1 left that was smaller than a centimeter, and that was in March. And it continues to get smaller. Of course, I expect it's going to disappear, but anyway, I continue on with the regimen that I'm doing. I've had no chemo, no radiation, and I'm just absolutely tickled to death. And then 6 months ago, I started on with Mary Lou with the China study, and I love it. It is so easy for me to do. I don't know what to say, but I guess I'm going to start babbling, Mary Lou, so you better stop me.
Oh, no, you're not babbling. Man. Linda, you have no idea how happy it makes us feel. And it's not going to make Chloanne feel awfully good to know that she introduced you to, you know, your wellness home and that you believed her or you trusted her enough that you got it and, you took charge of your health. So that is so wonderful. We're so happy for you. And it was no accident that you sat down across the table from me at that gold training dinner. I'm positive.
Everything happens for a reason.
That's right. That's right. And I was just babbling about the China study.
And she looked at her. I'm not doing it.
So here I am. She had a freezer full of meat that is always delivered to her house. She had a freezer full of meat, and she looked at her husband and said, "Oh my gosh, this is the only thing we haven't changed." You said that before the dinner was over.
And I said, "Yeah,
I'll never forget that." You said, "This is the only thing we haven't changed." And he said, "Well," he shook his head. He's a very quiet guy, and he shook his head and he said, "Yeah." He said, "Maybe we should give that a try or something." And I called you. I think I called you about a week later, and you were having a barbecue or something, and talked to you again about it and encouraged you to start before you went on vacation. You were going to do it after you got back from vacation. And
right.
Yeah.
Well, we did it on vacation too. It was tough, but we, you know, if we were eating in restaurants every day, but it's really easy to eat in restaurants now.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Yeah, and Jack's totally supportive. In fact, he was more gung-ho at first than I was. I was totally surprised because he's Mr. Meat and Potatoes, but he's, you know, totally on board.
Wow. Oh, wow. I got goosebumps. That was a wonderful Christmas present to hear you on here this morning. Anybody have any questions for Linda?
What an inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a doll. We're just thrilled. So she's in remission. That's wonderful. Okay.